People,
we're back.
We're back for the 400th time. People are like, what you mean the 400th time? Y'all only did 121 episodes. No, you don't understand. Yeah. Today has been the podcast crowning day.
Non-stop podcasting.
Non-stop since fucking what?
One? Yeah, one.
Wow, 6 hours, man.
Yeah.
6 hours of either us talking to each other or 6 hours of you watching me say, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna press the button. Yeah, I'll get a countdown now. I'm doing a countdown. He's sitting right next to me. Countdown now. 2-1 now. It's coming. You notice me?
On the one, not the two.
Then I tell him, hey, you know what? I gotta go to the bathroom. Hold on, wait right here. I gotta go check on something real quick. Yeah. You just wait right here, okay?
Yeah, man. Make it fucking mine. Shit.
So mind you, when I say 6 hours, I mean, well, going on seven almost. Mm-hmm. When I say 7 hours, it's mainly me fucking with him. So, yeah, and then I tried to drug him. That was gold.
Well, that shit is every time I come over here.
That is true.
So I ain't nothing new.
You used to that shit, yeah. Though. Yeah, you've been drugged before. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. I like that.
I'm not going to say everything on the podcast, but.
If you got roofied and raped, you know, it's fine with me. I know I have.
Yeah. I've heard your stories.
And I still go to that place. We was just there last week.
We were.
Plan on going there next month, too. We might even turn that into a 1 month thing.
Okay, then.
Every time you come over to record, we're just going to go right over there first, whatever, and get some drinks, and then next month, head over here, drunk as shit.
Might sound like a plan.
So, yeah, because you over here anyway, so.
Yeah.
Might as well go out.
That's true.
I was just talking to the fiance earlier. I was like, I wonder if we could... Because, you know, we fucked up and brought the wrong rolls. We bought, like, you know those Hawaiian rolls or whatever?
Yeah.
The orange batter? We bought the sandwich kind.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even know they fucking had sandwich kind.
Sandwich rolls?
I know they got burger ones hot dog ones or whatever. I didn't know they had fucking, like, little sandwich rolls. Shit. Yeah. I was like, she was like, what are we going to do with this? We don't eat fucking sandwiches. And I was just like... Maybe I can buy pastrami.
I'm
going
to eat sandwiches tonight.
I was like, that shit going to get eaten. That shit going to expire. We're going to make. So I was like, I wonder if we could take that on the boat, make some pastrami sandwiches, bring some beer. I wonder if they allow us to do that. Where I was like, we can invite Cody right before we record. We just go out, have a drink on the boat and shit, and just chill out. But I still got to find out where that's at.
Yeah. So. You do, man. Shit, I'm up for that.
Hell yeah.
Good time to me.
Hell yeah, because you know. Mrs. One can cook her ass.
Yeah, those tacos earlier, man.
Shit, she likes cooking, though. That's the thing. See? And I like that about her. I'm gonna lie. Although she said my breakfast is better, so. That's because I put a little eggnog and whiskey in there.
Like, little extra encouragement.
Oh, it's all in the salt, baby. Mm-hmm. It's all in the salt and pepper. That's all it is. I just rubbed it in my hand. I do some poison ivy shit.
Ashley Larry.
Yeah. Marcy, son, what? God damn, nigga, them ankles are ashy. Get that kneecap, whatever. Shit, now roll the dice, you ashy motherfucker. People, though, welcome to Movie Spoils episode 121.
Yes.
I don't know why I keep doing that.
Why are you punching your fucking hand? Oh, you money?
I'm abusive. Yeah. I can't hit nobody else, so I hit myself. Don't you get it, Cody? You get it?
Is that crazy ass again?
Crazy. And that hurts.
You keep doing that shit.
I know. Next, I'm going to start doing I'm going to be like Don Music from fucking the Muppets and shit. Just, oh, no. Motherfucker be deep nose diving and shit into the fucking keyboard and shit like that, whatever. But people, we have Movie Spoils episode 121. I'm the phenomenal one.
Oh, Cody.
We back again.
Yes, sir.
Man, we got a lot of content to be posting this week,
we do.
Right?
Yeah.
We're doing this kind of early, so you're not gonna get a box office result. Right now, it's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Which I never announced the day we record these things.
But there you go.
It's a Saturday right now because we was already recording some other stuff. So I was just like, why don't we just knock out Movie Spoilers?
Might as well.
And so you'll hear this Thursday. It'll go up. Same schedule as all, but you probably won't get boxed off. We got a Friday box off. Maybe we bring that up.
Probably chat about that for a little bit.
Corporate that a little bit.
Tidbit.
Get some predictions in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you were right about that Dwayne Johnson.
Maybe I was.
Well,
maybe.
He'll come in second, maybe. But you never know how these boxes. That shit always does change.
That's true.
Pacific Rim and Grown Ups was a perfect example of that shit.
You're not lying.
He was like, oh, Pacific Rim, we told you I was going to make it. And then that end of that weekend came, and how the fuck did Grown Ups 2? It's like, you don't get them rednecks fans. you don't get that Adam Sandler redneck fan, whatever, people. But we got a couple of questions. And you only need a couple because we gave you a 2-hour show last week.
Yeah.
Because we were drunk.
Shit, that was a 2-hour show, wasn't it?
It was a 2-hour show. I haven't even finished listening to it yet, other than while I was just editing it. But we didn't have any mistakes, so I didn't need to edit anything.
Right.
And so whatever incriminating things I might have kept in there, it's out there now. Yeah. People loved it. Mm-hmm. Highest rated show on the site.
Is it?
And Facebook.
Nice. I didn't know that.
They send me these little fucking, oh, this thing is performing 95% better than every other post you have right now. Oh. You want to promote it?
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah, cool.
Man,
not bad.
Good job, man.
Yeah, thank you. You're
doing your job right.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Thank you. It's something, Brian. Proud.
Especially than all these other motherfuckers I work with. But anyway. TJ Lazy. just the name of him. I'm still trying to trade CJ for Luke right now. It's like, Wayne, come on now. You can just work this out with me, man. And he's like, oh, but Luke only can record one day a week. I was like, that's all I need, though. That's the thing. You don't get it.
I see y'all in a meter room, suits on and shit, you know, a case on the desk.
Nothing in there except I got a beer bottle, Hooters magazine, whatever and shit, internet, whatever. It's like, so I was going over my file. His has got like Stallone Blu-ray set and shit like that. And that's it. Oh, yeah. going over mine too. Damn, I almost choked. Wayne even told me, he's like, hey, Luke asked if we had to record anything this week. And I was like, actually, we don't. But you tell Luke that I admire him for asking us that or whatever. I was like, you sure you don't want to trade him or whatever? CJ would never fucking ask us that.
No. Oh, no. We'll give him a little props this week. He didn't warn us beforehand that he's seeing Guardians on Tuesday.
He did say that.
So, man, you know, I'll give him a little slack, a little bit.
Fuck him still.
Yeah. I'll give him like half a star.
Was that so hard, CJ?
Yeah.
Seriously, was that so fucking hard,
CJ, though? A couple sentences, man.
That's so hard.
All you gotta do.
We ain't even scheduled anything with Luke, and he's just checking in.
Yeah, you see that?
That's a consideration.
It's called awareness.
He's like, do I have to be there? Like, I was just looking at him. I was like, I admire that, actually. I was just like, I know. I was like, I don't think we have anything going good, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wow. If only a certain guy we work with every week and shit like that. But you know why he probably told us that? Is because his girlfriend's back on Facebook. That's why.
Oh, that's right.
She's probably getting him in shape or something like that. You know what? If it helps him, whatever, as long as it gets him in shape, then. As long as he don't be shitting out more babies.
Hey, if it's a positive thing, hey, by all means.
But Cole, you ready to get in the show, man?
Yes, we should.
First segment of the show, what are we drinking?
Today we have a special beer.
I like the woo on there.
I like the woo.
Woo!
A badass beer.
Woo, that's a badass beer. Woo! I thought it was going to Ric Flair.
This right here.
Woo!
This is Stone Farking Wheaton Boot Stout.
Farting? What?
Farking.
I think I heard that in Game of Thrones.
I'm sure before, too.
I heard that in Game of Thrones once, the Farking.
I think I mentioned in last week's episode, we didn't get around to drinking it.
No. We had a lot to drink last week.
Yeah. I introduced you to this bad boy last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I bought one last year, and it's been in my
cellar. Is that the same one?
Yeah, same beer.
Oh, it's the same one.
It's been in my cellar for a year.
Oh, wow.
Actually, it was bottled.
Actually, longer than that.
Bottled the 19th. July 19th, 2013.
We damn near in August now, so you know, shit, you've got it longer than a year now.
It's a year and a week old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, the ingredients of this motherfucker, you know.
Yeah, I love the bottle, dude, I'm not gonna lie. See, I didn't even see the bottle when we got it last time.
I'm keeping this goddamn bottle, too. Man.
I'm getting into a phase where I'm keeping my bottles. I have this, like, open thing in my kitchen, I'm putting the bottles there.
Shit, well, I can't really, I don't remember the ingredients aren't set over here. Find it. But I remember it's quarter bourbon barrel aged. Yeah, it's also brewed with pecans.
Talk about the description then a little bit. What does that say on the back right there?
It says, actually, it's basically just how they came to.
Okay. Nothing really on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
well, fuck you, bottle.
Here we go.
Okay.
Ale brewed with pecans, wheat, and rye with 1/4 aged in bourbon barrels.
They put that shit somewhere where you ain't gonna see it. They just like, we don't want no.
Oh, by the way, it's 13%.
Oh. So. And we had. Eight or ten last week?
That was eight.
Eight, yeah.
I got this raggedy ass bottle for
my buddy in San Diego, iPhone case has a bottle. I need to get one of those too, whatever. It was working pretty damn well, to be honest, whatever. Oh, why don't you go ahead and pour us a glass of that then real quick, but don't be stingy now. I see you over there, chocolate boy. Oh yeah, the justice never. Look how dark. Oh look how dark. Darkness, everybody. Woo. So you need to record darkness over here now. See, yeah, you pouring shit like that now.
Yeah, this is true darkness right here. No, that's fuck true. That poster.
Yeah, fuck that poster. This is the true darkness right here. Save a little in there, because you know she wants to try it.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's getting involved now with that. Whatever.
As she should. As all any good woman should.
I admire her for trying it. Man, we gotta save this real quick, whatever, so we can post that off. For her. That should be enough for her. She'll be fine.
Cut back on,
give her punk ass all of it. Man. Go ahead and cheers that. Go. All right, now. You know what? Let's do it one more time. Go ahead and so one more time. The speakers can hear that.
What's that smell, man? What's that smell in there? Heavenly, right?
Yeah, it does smell heavenly. I don't smell. What was it? What was it?
So, wheat, rye,
the pecans. Yeah, I don't smell the pecans that much.
Quarter Asian bourbon barrels. Oh my goodness. Wow. Year has done wonders.
Oh, that. Lick that shit off your lips, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's because of the seasoning on the chips I had, but I'm tasting a little spice in there, too, and I'm liking it.
Might be the
man,
chips.
You know what?
Might be the chips. Man.
I just rub my lips and season the people. Wow. Okay.
Year has done wonders to this thing.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. Good night, everybody. man, oh, one more time. Man, for the, yeah. Three times the charm, yes, right there. Yeah. Right. Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Mm. That's something.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Man, let's get in these questions, yeah, now. Mm. Damn. But damn.
Tasting
the taste right here or whatever. My man, Alex. He says, with the Halo series getting a TV show on Xbox One and Showtime, this comes out.
Did they get two? Where's the same one?
That's... No, it's the same. So. Oh, okay. It's going to Showtime as well or something like that.
I thought it was just Xbox.
I think it's going to Showtime as well. Oh, okay. I know they were in talks of that. I don't know if that's confirmed yet. I know Billy Scott wants it on there and shit. We'll see how that works out. Which I talked about the trailer on the Comic Con thing or whatever.
I think I heard your machine.
Yeah, I was talking to you. Where the fuck is the Master Chief at? Now, granted, I said I was a Halo fan.
Right, I didn't know you were such a big Halo fan.
But I can't even, I don't even know if I can say that, because when you talk to a real Halo fan, when you play that game online or whatever, oh, you never read the Spartan. I was just like, I don't give a fuck. Okay, so let me rephrase it. I meant to say Halo fan of the games. Because I can't really go into depth and everything that these people be bringing up and all these other back. I didn't even know there was source material for this shit or whatever and stuff like that. Because they will name every goddamn thing. But sometimes you'd be like, if you don't shut the fuck up, shit. I'll kill your ass, didn't you? Exactly. Shot your ass, shotgun, shit, whatever, shit. But, but I like the games. But then again, I like shooters in general, so.
I like some of the games.
One, I like the weapons in. Two, I like it for the multiplayer.
One, I think, is classic. I like two.
Three.
I fucking hate three.
Three, I don't even remember three, to be honest. Four, I had a lot of fun with.
Reach is whatever. Four is cool.
Which one was Reach?
That's the one with the lame-ass characters that you care nothing about, and all of them die at the end, basically.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I only like the stages. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite part of the whole thing, whatever. They, like, put that out there.
I know you mentioned you say you didn't like ODST, which is one I like. Was something different.
But. That one pissed me off, actually. That was going to be something else, man. I was like, that pissed me off. Man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't really like that trailer. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as cinematography, it looked great. It looked like a better Prometheus movie.
Oh, you're talking about the Nightfall series?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Yeah, they released it at Comic-Con that day, first release. But, and Showtime, could we be looking at the best video game adaptation, the hip screen? Do you guys also think this could possibly open the doors for more games to go to television before going to movies? A lot of people think because it's going to TV, that a game series would go to TV first before a movie, that it'd be done better because they can do episodic.
Yeah, I don't want to say it would make it better necessarily. I think some games would lend itself better towards television rather than film.
I think because with television, it has more time too.
Right.
Because you can develop an episode and then go back and make changes in that week before the episode. When the movie, you have to put that shit out there. There is no going back to it unless it's a director's cut or something like that.
If this is like a Master Chief TV series, I'm like, no, he's probably better suited for the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
But since this is like side characters and whatnot, I think it's cool.
I don't even know if it's side characters because they didn't say any names or anything like that.
I know they mentioned the main character of that series. He's actually in Halo 5. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. So. And then they, in the trailer, they showed like references that there's Master Chiefs in there or something like that. So
like the Spartans.
The Spartans are in there. Yeah. So I don't know. That trailer wasn't enough to show. All I saw was one
cut. Because I only know like the basis of the synopsis. Because it takes place in the first Halo movie from Combat Evolved. That's all I know.
Okay.
So it's like a prequel of sorts, I guess.
So once again, the trailer at Comic-Con wasn't enough to give any details. Mm-hmm. I will say that is the next video game adaptation coming out, and hopefully it's good. I would love to see a badass space TV.
Especially something like Halo. I think Halo is prime for something like cinematic.
And it's been prime for cinematic, whatever.
People talk video game movies. I think Halo makes the most fucking sense.
It does.
Yeah.
There's a lot of story in there, especially when, when people tell me online, I'm like, okay, I didn't even fucking know that.
Master Chief is such a blank canvas, you can do so much with that character. Mm-hmm. People talk about the books all the time. I ain't talking about the fucking books.
Yeah, I don't know. You need to read the book. No. That should be the darkness slogan.
I'm just based on the games themselves.
Thank you. Keep it to the game, because that's what the general audience know, and let's just keep it like that. Yeah. It doesn't make any fucking sense. You're going to bring up something that... Where'd you find that book? No, specialty store or something like that. What the fuck? Shit, don't quote me on that. Yeah, you just got murdered, bitch. Get yourself up, shit.
Exactly.
But the thing is, too, I wonder how much that shit's gonna cost.
I know it's cost some fucking money.
Because they don't fight humans in this thing. No. They're fighting aliens and shit like that. So, it's got Ridley Scott's name in it. Apparently, the guy's been putting out shit lately. But he can get a budget. Getting Showtime to back it up. And I don't know how much Microsoft or whoever's doing this with Xbox One or whatever is doing it. I don't know how much money they're willing to put into it. Microsoft has money.
Oh, you know that.
They can go ahead and slide the money whatever and be like, hey, you want to make this one? And that's, to be honest, fans will watch it. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
People will watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Rather, I think this is one of those Godzilla things. People are going to love it no matter what it looked like. It'd be the shittiest thing ever, and I think people are going to love it anyway because that Halo series... It's fucking huge. Some people just don't know how huge that series is for fucking Xbox or whatever and shit.
Oh, it's massive, man.
It's fucking massive.
It is massive.
I did not know that.
You remember those shorts they did for Halo 3 that Neil Blomkamp did?
Yeah.
They look fucking fantastic.
Fantastic. I've been talking about that shit since 2009. Yeah, that's right.
Because remember, he was supposed to direct the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, this dude's vision is fucking perfect for Halo.
It's fucking amazing. Then he just dropped it.
Yeah, well, that wasn't really his fault.
Yeah.
That was kind of Universal and Fox. But yeah.
Fuck y'all. More so on Fox side, too. But, shit happens, whatever. Yeah. Like I said, the budget on that would be high.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That was what the concern was, budget reasons. Mm-hmm. That's why that movie didn't happen.
Because you said, there's not a human character. It's a blank character. And then he's got like some hologram vision talking to him.
Yeah.
That's throughout the whole movie as well. And then all these alien creatures. Yeah, you got to show the alien creatures.
Space.
And then when he fights the bosses and going to the bosses, they're bigger alien creatures and shit. It's just like, it doesn't... That budget looking like it's over $200 million.
Yeah, but I think it's possible for games to go to television before going to movies.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that either, whatever. It'd be nice if this led into a Halo. If this isn't about the Master Chief, if this led into the Master Chief movie.
Exactly. Or, I think some episodic will work wonders for fucking something like Assassin's Creed.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I think that would work.
You remember they did do the YouTube.
That's right.
Those shits were badass. Mm-hmm. I was looking at that. I was like, see, that's how I did. Because I was talking to on Throwback Tuesday about this like a long time ago. And I was telling Z, I was like, look, I love Assassin's Creed. They need to keep that futuristic analyst shit. They need to keep that shit out of it. Mm-hmm. That's going to complicate things. The longer they get into this franchise or that movie, it's going to complicate the movie even more. Mm-hmm. Keep that shit simple. Keep it basically what you do it. Make it a revenge film. He's like, don't you think that sounds too simple? I said, it sounds simple. But if you take that film and make it like that game, you're going to get confused halfway in that fucking game. Sure. I'm telling you this right now.
It's not enough time.
He's like, I think they could pull out. He's like, you ain't listening to me, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Make that movie as simple as you can. When the sequels come out, you can do whatever the fuck you want. But that first film is potential right there, whatever, to break in. Because I think it's going to be, with Michael Fassbender, when his name was attached to it, I was like, you could be looking at the first best video game adaptation right here.
It's possible.
I think they have the story to back it up as well. If you keep it on the whole Templars versus Assassin's thing, don't add the the apple or none of that shit in there.
You ain't go there yet.
You don't need to go there. No, at all. Whatever.
Not yet.
Keep it on that first Assassin's Creed game. Mm-hmm. And then even if you want to go on the second one, just keep the apple eating out of there and make it a revenge film, whatever. Yeah. Guy going out to kill his family or whatever, shit like that. Trains to be an assassin. Keep it as simple as fucking you can be.
Like I do.
You know they're going to complicate that fucking
thing. You know they are.
But I'm interested to see this Halo series. I mean,
yeah, I'm interested too.
I got a lot of shit to watch though.
Yeah, I don't have an Xbox One, but yeah, it comes to Showtime.
So shit. I think it just comes on. I don't know if they're showing them 360 too. I think it's a gold subscription. I don't know if it's a gold subscription or not. Whatever. The only thing that worries me about this is Ridley Scott.
Yeah, I wonder how hands on he is with this.
Does he even know what he's doing?
At this point, I don't know.
That's my whole thing.
He made like a movie like 7 years.
It's like, what the fuck does he know about Halo? Seriously. You watch that trailer, I'm telling you, it's like looking at Prometheus. I'm just like...
Well, at least it looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't forget the ring itself, too. They showed the ring at the end of the trailer. I was like, that had to cost some money.
I'm
that
sure
shit
looked
nice as shit. That had to cost some fucking money right there. That didn't look like those cheap-ass CW effects we saw in there. That didn't look nothing like that. I was like, they put some money in this. I was like, really, yeah. Scott, man? See, that name still gets him whatever the fuck he wants. Mm-hmm. Carol, she says, you guys had some great conversations on this episode. Why, thank you.
Why, thank you. Yes.
I particularly like your talk about VOD versus theaters. A lot of people like that talk. They were giving us comments about that.
Okay. Nice. Cool.
With the rise of Netflix, Amazon Instant Streaming, and VOD, do you guys think the theaters will wise up and realize they have competition now, or will it not matter to them and thus keep prices the same?
Do they really have competition right now?
No. They don't have any competition. No. But that is, I would say, Carol, that is a very good question, though, if Netflix, Amazon, and VOD and all that rise up to what we see, would that be considered competition?
Right.
Would it be like, okay, we're losing money now?
Yeah, well, in that case, yeah, it would be competition.
Say, like, once again, my example is, say they released Guardians of the Galaxy on Amazon and all that, and turns out, let's just say it made $1 million off of VOD itself. Theaters would be like, we just fucking lost $1 million or whatever and shit like that. No, that can't happen again.
Right.
$1 million to them is a lot or whatever shit. To us, it's a lot, but to them, it's probably nothing. But at the same time, they're going to be like, we're losing money in this shit. So that's a good question, actually.
It is. It is a good question.
For that to happen, you'd have to see more bigger blockbusters.
Exactly.
That's the only way over there. Yeah. I mean, Snowpiercer, that ain't... Nobody's seeing that.
Yeah.
Nobody's seeing Chef or anything like that, or that back Charlton Copley film that came out earlier this year.
Yeah, that was a horror movie, wasn't it?
Shit is what it was, or whatever. Yeah, that's the only way I actually see that happening. I don't know, but how about you, Cody?
Yeah, I'm the same boat as you are. Like, that'll be the only way with the bigger budget films.
I would like
this whole film.
I would like for a film to try that out, but it's hard to do that now because you know, when you're making a big film like that, you have to give it a studio. Once the studio has it, they own that shit. They're not going to allow you to put that shit on VOD or anything.
Yeah, I can't see a Disney flick.
No. You know? That's not happening.
I don't see that happening anytime soon.
No, that's not happening at all. I mean, and that's pretty much the heavy hitters, too, is the Disney flicks. Universal, they've been making a lot of money with some of their flicks, so I don't see them even doing that, to be honest. But they could try. You know what? Fast and Furious, I hate those movies. They make a lot of money. You try that on VOD. See how much that makes or whatever shit. Why not? Why the fuck not? Yeah. I ain't gonna give a fuck if that movie makes or whatever. Why don't they do a test with that? That's the only thing is people have to do a test with this show to see if it actually works and shit like that. Personally, for me, I would go the VOD route.
Yeah. Overall, yeah, I would go the VOD route.
Yeah, if I had to watch a lot of movies, like, well, obviously Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm gonna go see that in IMAX. I have to see that in IMAX. But for Fast and Furious, I would watch that VOD. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hercules. I gave it a low C. I would even watch that at home. I would have
perfect for home. Yeah,
I would have sat, and you. I probably would have gave it a C it too. I gave it a full C if I'd have saw it at home. Maybe probably because I'd been able to pause it or do whatever I wanted, shit like this. So yeah, but that stands a testament of time. You just gotta wait and see. Which I am curious about that. That this seems to be moving quicker than I thought. Mm-hmm. To be honest, but. Still gotta see. This is coming from the Comic-Con Day 1 recap. Aiden says, this was a cool podcast. P1, you should start doing more extra content like this every once in a while. Extra content like this. He sound like Asian now. I do your nails, extra content, all that stuff right there. If you don't do a review, would you consider doing something else? No. Like, next time.
Long take.
Cody, interject that for me. If Cody would be willing to join me, then fine.
I mean, it depends on, I have no problem seeing Hercules. That was fine.
So, yeah. He's talking about extra content than Rebel.
Oh, extra content. Okay.
Like, that are, movie related, I guess, and stuff like that.
I mean, we'll have to iron out the details and whatnot. I won't be opposed to it.
It has to make sense in the sense of the site, too. It can't be just any random things.
It has to fit us.
Yeah. Like, the Comic-Con thing was... Like I said, I wasn't interested in going to Comic-Con this year, but
recap makes sense.
It is doing a lot of movie stuff, whatever, and why not go over that stuff?
Right.
And it just filling the gap for content as well. Not that I need it, because we're going to get the reviews up. I mean, the reviews are up by the time you listen to this and shit. And plus, we got the whole Batman anniversary and all that shit going on. There's a lot of shit to put up this week, but I thought it'd just be nice to for me to get a bird's eye view, because I haven't been paying attention. All the news and stuff I've been getting on Comic-Con has been last minute. Mm-hmm. And some stuff, I thought it was perfect for today with Cody, because he didn't see most of the stuff, because it just got posted as his drive was over here and shit. So, that was a fun concept.
Yeah, it was a really fun concept.
It's not every week like they do that, though.
Right.
Unless we can find some weird-ass convention that CJ's going to be at or something like that. So, other than that, no.
That Doctor Who reboot.
Okay. Jesus Christ. I will never watch that shit now.
I go there to fall asleep, and that's it.
So you waste money.
The fuck?
Okay, goddamn, nigga. All right. You confuse the shit out of me sometimes, CJ. You really do. You waste money to get some ass you know you ain't going to get. Stop it, man. Stop. Shit. You can't do that shit in L.A. That doesn't work, bro.
Oh, shit.
That does not work. But, yeah, there you go. All right. Should have pulled that shit off. But yeah, you know, I'm not opposed to it. I wouldn't mind doing it. I mean, every now and then I can come up with something I guess we could do. I know the whole darkness and the ass thing, that was one thing we did.
Yeah.
Pulled out of our ass out of nowhere and shit. Yeah, that was a lot of bullshit. That was so much bullshit. I know everybody loved that fucking episode, which I was shocked by. It sounds more chaotic when you're recording it, but when you listen to it...
It's still chaotic, but it's not like...
It's still chaotic, but it's not like everyone's talking over each other chaotic, right. which I thought it was going to be when I was when we was doing it. I was just like, oh, fuck, this is going to be... But when you listen to it, I was just like, okay, it's not as bad or whatever and shit.
That was fun.
And a lot of people have been asking, we're going to do another one and shit. A lot of people have been sending messages and shit. It'll be another one. Not some franchises that Luke brought up, though. No, hell no.
What did he bring up again?
Ninja Turtles. Number one, I was like, I ain't going back watching the movie.
You
like,
hell. No.
I think he... Did he say Expendables?
Didn't he say Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, he did. He said Lord of the Rings. I was just
I don't want to see this
shit. I was just like, dude.
Man, I'm a fan of this.
That's like 12 hours. I was like, no. I can't even stay awake. Did he say... Oh, that was me. I think I said Star Trek.
Yeah. Or was it Star Wars?
Star Wars. Something like that or whatever.
It was Star Wars.
I think it was Star Trek, because he's hurt more. He loves Star. He's a Star Trek fan. I think it was Star Trek, whatever. And he said, fuck you. Or I'll say Godzilla.
Oh, shit, okay.
It's amazing how the five of us all have the same opinion.
Yes.
On these things. That was shit. where we at? Lincoln says, what news are you guys most excited to hear about at this year's Comic-Con? I literally was looking forward to the Interstellar panel.
Was the Interstellar panel even announced, or was that a surprise?
You know what? I don't know. Because I think it was, you know, I think it was announced, but it was a shock that Nolan was there.
Oh, yeah, that's his first Comic-Con.
Yeah, because Nolan, it was a lot of people's first Comic-Con this year, apparently. You would think the creator of Batman would have been at these Comic-Con.
He never was.
Nolan said, fuck that. I don't even like Batman. I just... I know he said, I don't know Batman, but I wouldn't be shocked if he said, I don't even like Batman.
Right.
I'd be like, well, that's ironic. The irony. Yes.
Opposite of J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, wow. You can tell he don't give a fuck. Man, he says it. I don't give a fuck about these
movies.
He
might as well come out and say, I don't give a fuck about Star Trek.
So that's why I'm not really shitting on Star Wars that much. I'm like, maybe he will do a good job, because...
Looks like, dude, Star Wars, they haven't played a slate with me, at least with these movies. Because they ain't that hard. Yeah, the old characters are coming back in some capacity, but... in the forefront, you know.
I said something to someone the other day. I said, this Star Wars movie that's coming on has the potential to be the best Star Wars movie of all time.
For me, at least.
And yeah, same here, whatever.
I know some people, the old fans, Empire Strikes Back, man. Can't top that shit, bro.
I'm like, whatever. Yes, you can. that shit can be topped so many ways. It's not even funny, whatever. I seriously think that, man, that's not even... I don't even like the Star Trek movies or whatever, or anything. I don't even like J.J. Abrams' work, but I think someone that says... I don't even like working on Star Trek. I did this to work on Star Wars. Someone that has that much dedication to order to take a project he don't even give a fuck about, but he just thinks it's a closing. I think there's a lot of affair with that. I think he's putting a lot of work into it. Disney puts out quality movies and will stop a motherfucker when
they got Ryan Johnson a sequel.
When they go out and like, yeah, that's right. And the casting, it's not looking too bad.
Casting's pretty fantastic.
Looks pretty nice, I must say. And the special effects we have today, That's one thing we can back Disney up on. They effects and they movies.
Oh, yeah, I got no doubt about that. Especially Star Wars. You already know.
About time we're going to get a good-looking fucking Star Wars movie. Those six fucking movies look like shit.
None of them
look
good.
None of them. Yeah, exactly. That's my problem with the fucking three ones. It's like, oh, this guy. I'm just like, yeah, they look horrible. There's not one cool lightsaber battle in none of these fucking films. That's it. It was one in the third one. You just, by the time you get to that, you just like, I had to sit through 2.5 hours.
This rushed ass fucking.
Oh my god, this fucking bullshit. Yeah. I was just like, somebody die already and shit.
Most excited about.
You know what? That's the thing. We don't even know.
Yeah, because it's still going on.
Yeah, I guess we can give the news
so far,
what
I guess
we know.
Say, yeah.
But nothing's really been announced. It's like, as far as on the Suriel side, nothing's been announced but just showing photos.
Yeah, photos, some footage.
The Godzilla news got announced.
Yeah.
That was an announcement.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will hear my rage.
King Kong. Oh, man, come on. I just named two for you. And nothing got announced. Dane Radcliffe, horns. Something you're looking forward to, right? Yeah. What else?
Yeah, Batman vs. Superman, a little teaser they show. Sounded cool, I guess. I don't know. The concept art looked good. But it's really not an announcement. It's just showing.
Sure wasn't that Wonder Woman thing.
No, it wasn't.
The Ant-Man poster got me pumped up. Or the concept art. But that's not doing the movie, though.
Yeah.
So. And I didn't know they were releasing the concept artwork anyway. So that's something I can say. You know what? The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead? Okay.
I was expecting... I remember they were going to show a trailer, and I watched the trailer, and I liked the trailer a lot.
You know what? I wouldn't say I was excited for it, but I was looking forward to it, I guess. I wanted to see what DC was going to bring this year.
Not really seeing much, neither.
Because they had a lot to make up for, because they've been on like the down end.
In so many ways,
yeah,
too.
So
I'm talking about live action, animated.
Just like last few months.
Yeah, animated, live action.
So I was like, man, they gotta come with something.
They're not knocking it out in any form. Comics was horrible. The movies.
And they had the Batman vs. Superman stuff, which is some is good, some is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Looks
like we got some signed roles to some characters as well.
And of course, drop out of this shit.
I look like he's still on.
Oh, I could have sworn I read it before he dropped out. All
right. Oh, you know what? The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agent Carter.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming, and they showed some stuff on there or whatever. So, yeah, I was interested in that, seeing how that worked out for him. So, I guess that's for me. Walking Dead and stuff.
Yeah, you got to see the anime helmet. Sorry to go off on a tangent.
I saw the anime helmet. I saw the anime helmet. I love the fucking anime helmet. I love everything about all the concept and the designs and even the helmet itself. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, this shit looks badass, dude. And for DC, the only thing I can say is badass from them is the fucking Batman picture.
Batman picture.
Fucking badass. Yeah. That needs to be hanged on my wall, and I can't talk about that one. Interstellar, I didn't get to see the panels much, but...
Yeah, I know next to nothing about Interstellar, and kind of would keep it that way.
Yeah, because Nolan don't really... Okay. They always put these bullshit
yeah,
into that thing, one. Whatever. Goddamn, Marvel's just... They're still talking news today, we can't really, confirm any of these shit, whatever, so, yeah, I guess Walking Dead the most for me.
Yeah, like I said, I was looking forward to see if DC was going to make up for the losses this year.
Well, we'll find out after the day. Well, actually, we got to wait till next year. Oh, well, 2016. Just push it back to 2015. Good lord, shit. I'm telling you, you're going to get forgotten, man. I'm telling you. You're going to spend more money than you need to on a movie that you really don't have to spend money on. I don't know why people tend to spend this much money on a superhero film. It's like the property rights itself. Spider-Man.
Oh, speaking of Spider-Man, I don't know. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that, too.
You know what? Let's finish up this last question, and we can get into that damn. Rodrigo!
Rodrigo.
You got to tell us that's your real name, bro. I don't
think your last name Madrazo. Please, that would be just perfect.
You say you're not missing much because you have the internet, P1. Goddamn right. So do you really feel that way, or is there nothing like the con experience?
Look, they got fucking photos of that Batman footage I was talking to you about right now online.
Yeah.
It looks cool as shit. Don't get me wrong. It looks just like the Dark Knight Returns. Like I said, doesn't mean the movie's going to be good or whatever. Looks cool as fuck. That's all I'm saying right now.
Makes you want the poster.
Yeah. So.
That's like playing Arkham Knight right now and gotta wait till October. It's like...
Right, it's just like... Just really doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything for you.
Just like aesthetic level, yeah, it's cool. Everything else.
Like, does it get you more excited? Probably a little bit, but you was already excited for it in the first place.
For Batman, yeah.
Yeah. Batman, yeah. I'm just throwing an example, yeah, for Batman. So, like, I don't need to play a demo.
Right.
To get excited. I'm excited right now. Let me buy the game, mm-hmm. and then let me get that excitement or whatever. Because I don't want to play no 5-minute fucking demo or nothing like that or whatever. So, I guess the same, what I've been saying that's been cool about this
time. Right, you read the descriptions, and yeah, it sounds cool. Sometimes it might get you pumped, sometimes they won't. You're going to see the shit at some point.
I think the con experience is like the movie theater experience. With the cons, they're just crowded, you waiting in line.
Yeah.
And then most of the shit that they release, you're just like, I waited in line for that. You know what? Actually, I think the theater experience is much better than the con experience, to say the least, because if you're going to wait in a line for a day.
Oh, fuck that.
And then all they release, like, I love the Batman photo. Mm. Don't get me wrong, but if I waited in line for a day and they just released that and then walked out, I'd have been pissed the fuck off.
I'm glad they did show some.
So I probably wouldn't have liked that as much then or whatever. So, or even the Ant-Man one. Love that shit. Oh my god. But
if fucking 5 hours for that shit.
But I'd rather wait fucking more than 5 hours for that shit. Matter of fact, an hour itself.
The concept art they released online.
You can go to hell and shit. That's what I'm talking about. And so no, even that little teaser for the Batman series, if I had to wait that long
for that, no.
None of that shit is worth it.
No.
None of it. Even seeing the movie, to be honest, you're eventually gonna see it regardless. I can be that patient or whatever. I'm not.
Yeah, you see, if they had like something for like a like some early screening or something like that.
That's different.
Like, let's say you see Guardians of the Galaxy this weekend.
Yeah.
I'd probably wait 5 hours for that. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or let's say Down at Planet.
See, if it was this weekend, I'd be like, you can wait till Thursday.
Right. I was saying, but it was like 2 weeks later. So yeah. Like a month.
I shouldn't speak on that because I've seen.
Well, yeah, I know.
I shouldn't. Yeah. I'm probably the wrong person to be answering this question. I'm just like, yeah. But, okay, let's put it this way. I wouldn't wait in line for something like that or whatever, regardless if I get in free or not.
But it's more justified, right?
Yeah, but if someone was to come to me personally or send me an email and say, you can come into this thing and you can bring a friend with that, then I'd be like, well, then fuck it. Hey, I can come to this thing. I'll pay for it. It's no problem at all or whatever. Or even if it's free, I'll go to that or whatever. But if I have to wait in line for that, then I don't think it's worth it.
Nah.
Because everybody's going to see it eventually.
Right, I'm just trying to find some way to justify it. There's really no way to justify that shit.
No,
but maybe.
Can you amend these people that wait in those lines that long?
I don't know.
No. Those lines be fucking...
You look back when and be like, damn.
I wasted a lot of time.
And they had unfinished effects in that shit.
And now I don't know if you noticed, but this is California. We don't move on slow paces here.
Right.
We move in a very fast time pace here. And we like to keep things going as quickly as possible because we got a lot of shit to do.
Yeah, ain't like New York. We ain't like that.
We're second to them. Yes. But we ain't like that.
That's
but
some other shit.
I ain't got time to be waiting no fucking 5 hours or even more. People wait there for days and shit.
Fuck that. Dude.
Or even like when the Harry Potter films came out, people was camping out. I'm just like, I don't get that. I know people that camp out for shoes.
Yeah, I did that a few times in my high school years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said in my Comic-Con thing, I've gotten the Halo games at midnight.
Yeah, but that's nothing, man.
That's like, nothing.
Go up there like 11:30.
There's no camping out at all. You just go in there, whatever. Yeah. I'm up at that time anyway. Mm-hmm. GameStop's right down the street.
That's nothing compared to fucking Comic Con.
That's nothing compared to Comic Con or I haven't seen a line for movies.
No. Or even like back in the day, remember when Star Wars Episode 1 came out? The fucking lines across the corner. People came out like 2 days before.
I think the last long line I've ever seen was Avengers.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right, yeah.
Because I got into Dark Knight Rises pretty easily when I went to go see it the second time.
I already got my tickets, so.
Yeah, so, like, the last line, because even for, like, even the shit now I talk about, I was like, the line's going to be crowded. I better get ready for it. But no. You in and out there. You can find a seat and everything, whatever and shit. Harry Potter, the last one, people was camping out, crowded as fuck, theaters. I'm just like, I don't get that shit at all. I will never understand this, but... Hey, if you guys got the fuck, they be taking off days from work. I'm just like,
oh Jesus Christ,
it's not that worth it. Okay, I'm telling
stop
you, man,
don't stop your life for this shit, man.
I'm telling you, studios eating that shit up.
Like, not that fucking serious.
Look at this shit. Look at it.
Look at these dumb assholes down here.
Or the Black Friday shit.
Oh, man, you know,
I've done that once.
I didn't wait in line, dude. I went. It was like middle of the day on Black Friday. I parked and then parked on the next door.
Do you have to do that though? Because.
What do you mean?
Well, because, you know, I don't want to put your job out there or whatever, but...
That's before I worked there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But have you guys had it since you've been there, or...?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, do you wait in a line or anything like that, or can you just walk in and be like, I work here,
Yeah, because I worked there last year, but that was...
Last year was actually a little organized compared to the other years and shit. One of the stores that are more organized is Best Buy. Mm-hmm. Best Buy has their shit together when they get in. One thing I love about Best Buy.
It's just like the online orders at midnight, too.
Yeah, their shit is on top of it. They they actually get prepared for that
yeah.
shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah
I give them credit to that shit. Absolutely. I can see why Circuit City went out of business and they didn't. Did too. That's where I got that chair from. Before they closed. Yeah. But, so you're a Black Friday store? What were you about to say?
What's that?
You about to tell a Black Friday story?
No, I said I'm in the middle of the day, mm-hmm. and I parked in the parking lot next door. Mm. Apparently, most of the parking there, I parked there anyway.
Yeah.
Walked in, got my shit. I had like a 10-minute wait inside the store. But
yeah.
That was it. Got my shit I wanted. Cool.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. That was like
3-4 years ago, but yeah.
Me, I usually just wake up, because I wake up early on anyway, because I'm just used to waking up early.
Yeah.
So it's like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. I'll just be like, well, I'll get dressed and go out.
And nowadays, fucking Amazon, they have those online sales. So it's
I do it right in the middle of my bed. I'm like, I'm just scrolling, be like, oh, purchase buy.
Remember, I bought all these games and shit. Yeah. Last year, I was like, fuck it, Amazon.
Last year, I went to Target. I know that's when a lot of people got their shit hacked. But I had cash on me because Christmas had just passed. I mean, Thanksgiving, I just had a lot of cash on me or whatever. I paid with cash, so I didn't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. But I went in there and got all the new games that came out. Even bought games I didn't even want that I was just going to give away. Like that that wrestling game. The Rock was on the cover.
Oh, WWE was 2K13.
Whatever the fuck year it is or whatever and shit. It was only $20. I was like, that's a brand new game.
Man, that's Rock on it. Fuck it, why not?
Fuck it, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I was going to give it away as a gift. Mm-hmm. I opened it and played it.
Those games are actually kind of fun, man.
It was fun. I'm not going to lie.
Those games are fun. I like those games.
It gets a little boring after a while, but then it kind of picks itself up every now and then. You're like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Especially
like
when you got somebody to play with. It's fun.
When you got someone to play with, that's when it's fun. It's yes. Because me and my brother, that's he's home.
That's the way you do it.
He's in town at the time. So, you know, me and him,
that's perfect for that.
I like to get co-op games. We can play together and shit. I got a bunch of fucking games, whatever. The Call of Duty, the Black and Battlefield and all that shit. Mm-hmm. All that for $25. I was just like, I'm glad I didn't buy this the first week it came out.
Yeah. Like, that's the other thing, too. That's a whole other story. But games, like, man, you can wait, man.
Yeah. You can. Actually, you can, because I spent $75.
I used to be the patient motherfucker back in the day, but same now here. I'm like... Oh,
man, and I would buy that collector's edition. I got to have that shit. I was like...
My brother, man. Whew. He's still on that shit, man. Destiny collector's edition. 180.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking buy it. I love this game, man.
No.
He's still playing that beta. I was done with that shit in like a day.
No.
He's still playing that shit. Like,
yeah, but I think I bought like 3 brand new games that day at Target. Mm-hmm. $75. Mm-hmm. That's a price for one game.
Yeah, I think I did. I bought,
That's when all the new shit comes out. It's around Black Friday.
It was PS4 games, actually.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's when all the new... I think that's what I was getting, yeah.
I got like Killzone and bullshit game, but yeah, Killzone and,
That was the first official release game.
2 other games. I was like,
And that was usually when I first started this, I was like, I gotta find a store that nobody knows about.
Yeah, sometimes they have deals before Black Friday and even after Black Friday.
Yeah, the Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
And Amazon, like you said, Cyber whatever, that's an everyday thing, whatever, so.
Plenty of options.
Plenty of fucking options. They're making it so convenient.
Yeah.
That's why that VOD is gonna work one day.
Yes, it will. One day.
So, okay. You imagine one day, before you want to get that theater experience, because I can tell you right now, when I go get my theater experience, I want to take my friends with me. You wanna go watch it? I'm gonna go. I can tell you right now. I'm gonna watch Avengers 2, probably on my home, and be fine. But I want to bring my friends.
You wanna see that with people?
Exactly.
I want to go see that crowd experience.
See now, when I watch it by myself, I can see that at home. Mm-hmm. But when I want to go with people, want to bring my friends and all that shit.
Have a good time.
That's when we go to the theater. Yeah. Shit like that.
Night out.
I think that's what theaters should serve
it's
as.
A party, man.
Exactly. Whatever. That's why they need to get into serving alcohol and doing all that shit. Like, I know why they don't.
Yeah.
Because people get drunk and start. Doing shit and you have to be like, shut the fuck up, shit. Yeah. Theater or whatever, like that. Maybe they should make a limit, 2 drinks a night or something like that.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be perfect, whatever. You can drink one each hour or something like that. But, you know, I don't know. That's just me. But, so you got some Spider-Man news to talk about.
Oh, shit. I know you know her better. You know the source. You're very close to the source.
I don't know what you're talking about. Fuck that source.
Anyway, yeah, have you heard about this release date shit now?
Man, that release date is.
Sinister Six is still happening. And it's coming out in 2 years.
Yeah, coming out first.
And then
Spider-Man 3 is
pushed that shit back 2 years. 2018.
That's a long time.
Long ass time, man.
Why they just didn't release this remake? Well, obviously we know why. Mm-hmm. But the only reason why they're doing the Sinister Six one is like it's a Spider-Man related project. That way we can still keep the rights.
I still don't understand that fucking movie right now.
I know a guy that says Guardians of the Galaxy is going to fail It's gonna have bad critical reception.
Already tracking to do 60 million plus. So I'm, whatever.
He said box office wise, it's gonna fail, and critically, it's gonna fail.
You know how much it costs?
Actually, no, I don't. Oh, wait, 170.
Okay.
I think, like, yeah, 150 to 170 million. Okay. Obviously, because that's all the Marvel movies. They all cost the same goddamn price. I don't even know how that's possible. So they all cost the same damn price. 150 to 170, which I'm going to believe in 170 because it's all up in space and shit. But he said box office-wise it's going to fail, and financially it's going to fail. I mean, critically it's going to fail.
Critically, okay.
And he think a Sinister Six movie
will be successful.
Will be successful.
Both ways. Critically and successful.
And my argument with him was, so why do you think, I told him, why do you think Guardians of the Galaxy would fail? He's just like, because nobody knows these characters. These people are, but I said, but who knows the Sinister Six? He's like, but Spider-Man. I said, Spider-Man's not even going to be in that film. And he's like, well, they'll find a way to make it work. I was like, okay, let's go down facts. The track record of this studio that's tying this movie in with other films, and they're even marketing it from the creators that brought you Avengers. And people are giving a good track record. By the way, 100% already. It's got over 20-something reviews. Mm-hmm. Comes out next week. It might just drop to 80% at the most or whatever. It can't go no lower than that. And then, like you said, it's marketing over to 70 million. Because most people that have seen half of it love the fucking film. They're saying it's Marvel's best film.
The word of mouth is great so far.
It's great on it or whatever.
Fantastic.
It's another one of these Marvel property where they're finally releasing the guy that they've been talking about, Thanos. Which ties in with the Avengers film that they keep saying, the one that everybody loved. Where, as well, this Sinister Six film, what does that tie in with? A film, previous film, that did bad. In critical and financial. Mm-hmm. And you think that one's going to be the succeeding factor.
Right.
I was like, I don't get your logic, but okay.
I mean, granted, we don't know for sure if Spider-Man, even if he is in it, the Sinister Six film, it won't be a lot.
See, I wonder if they changed that now, because remember,
that's true.
The third one was supposed to come out first, and then the Sinister Six film, right. And he wasn't supposed to be in that one. So I wonder if they switched that now.
I wonder.
There's a lot of news to talk about that now. There's a lot of stuff.
I was thinking, like, damn, 4 years for the next Spider-Man movie?
That's a long time.
I mean, granted, I don't give a shit. I'm done with this franchise. I'm just looking at it from the outside. Like, really? Like,
will you even remember about that? I think they want you to forget.
That would make sense.
They want you to forget. But at the same time with that, though, if you want to make someone forget, you better come out with the best fucking film.
But they have to at this point.
That shit better be the best fucking film. And you got to remember, that Sinister Six film better make sense, because if that's tying in with the second one, if we're keeping that whole Harry Osborn and the Rhino and all that shit, mind you, I'm going off characters that nobody fucking knows about. Rhino, Vulture.
Electro might be in it, I don't know.
Apparently he wasn't that well received because they didn't make no money.
Oh, God, no.
Apparently the Green Goblin ain't making that much money these days, whatever. People go there for Spider-Man.
Right.
They don't give a fuck about these movies.
Who the fuck is the Sinister Six to the audience?
And the Sinister Six been switched up with so many different characters at this point, we don't even know who the characters are. And it has to have Spider-Man. Well, how can you make a villain
you
movie?
You can't. How do you make a Sinister Six film without Spider-Man?
Are we going to follow Harry Osborn as he just...
How do you make a movie off of that?
Assembles the six together or something? What is that?
So what do they do in this movie? Like, what? I don't get it.
And that's not even... And the Venom movie is still happening as well, too.
Oh, is it?
They confirm that that's happening. How do you make a Venom movie without Spider-Man?
You can't.
Now, my wondering is, will Venom be in the Spider-Man 3? Because they're saying the Venom movie is going to come out before that as well.
Is it?
Yeah, they're saying that's coming out.
Because I didn't know that was still happening, because they just had announcements on Sinister Six and Spider-Man 3.
Because I know some people dropped out from the Venom movie and shit like that.
Right.
So, but they were still saying that it's still on track to come out a year after that. So you got 2016.
Sinister Six.
2017, Venom.
So they both come out before Spider-Man 3. Okay. See, what I'm wondering is,
Venom gonna be part of the Sinister Six?
Is Spider-Man gonna make it? No, that doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense
at
all.
Yeah, you had a symbiote. Never mind.
Doesn't make no sense at all. See, this universe is just going.
Well, good thing I have no investment anymore, so I can't. My brother still does for some reason.
Hey, but you got 3 years of a Spider-Man franchise going back to back.
Back to back to back. Yep.
Wow, they took the brand from DC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We can't do Marvel. We'll do DC then. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah, they're stuffing nowadays, right?
It's working for them, right?
We'll see in 2016.
We'll see about that. There was a statement from Emma Stone, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember what she was saying about it.
She's dead.
Yeah, she's dead, but I think she was talking about the future of the films or whatever.
What she got to say about it?
She was just like, Because personally, I don't even know where this is going.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't expect her to. She ain't part of shit no more.
I don't even know.
I'm pretty sure she's happy to be not.
You know they're going to have flashbacks somehow or whatever shit. Could be in that Sinister Six movie. Could be in that Venom film.
They need Crowbars and Clint. All right.
Could be.
All right.
I'll throw that out there because you never know. That Venom movie, that could be a prequel to this whole universe.
Still don't make any fucking sense.
Don't make any sense. But neither did them first two films.
That's true.
That's a good point. Especially that second one. Didn't make any damn sense neither. So, because apparently Harry and Peter been friends for how long and we'd never known that.
Nope. They didn't get across at the movie at all, but hey.
Them motherfuckers was skipping rocks together.
Whatever, son, you do what you do, man. Don't give a fuck anymore.
I was hoping that they would have lost her. I was just like, oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. I was clapping. Yay!
This is the greatest chance for them to lose their rights, but no.
Look like they're still going on with it.
Still going strong, man. Still going strong.
I personally would say a Sinister Six film was going to bomb.
Yeah, I can't see it being successful at all.
If it's successful, it's going to be barely hitting.
Yeah, I know Sony Lowe's is having high-ass budgets, so I already know.
Six villains in mech suits. Well, at least we know two of them are. Green Goblin and Rhino.
Doc Ock.
Oh, yeah, Doc. Even Vulture, I forgot. Vulture, yeah. That's right. So, yeah.
CGI, the Lizard, maybe, and Electro.
Electro as well?
Yeah.
That budget's looking high right about now. That's looking high. We're looking to over Guardian Galaxy area, 170 to 200.
Yeah.
And with their marketing, it's probably going to be going like more than $300 or whatever. So.
Yeah, let's market this shit.
That's the thing, though. If you have, why would you release? You would think they would want to hurry up and release Spider-Man 3 to recover. Why release two films that...
I want to say, you're going to take your time in the Spider-Man movie because they know they're learning from their mistakes, but no.
You would think they would want to hurry up and just keep the schedule and release that Spider-Man 3 to see if that one does better instead of releasing a movie that no one's going to see. Do you want two failures in a row?
It's a huge risk.
That's two failures in a row. Could be three. I don't even know if people really know Venom that much.
They know Venom, but do they want to see a movie with just him in it?
General audience, do you think they know Venom that much?
Yeah, I think they do.
Really?
I don't know if they want to see a movie with just him in it.
See, I don't think Spider-Man villains are really that known other than Green Goblin like that.
Venom's up there, man.
Green Goblin is more, though.
Yeah. I would say that.
In the books and stuff like that?
Venom going on the top two.
I don't know. I don't think Venom's going to do that well.
I don't think it's going to do well either. I'm saying.
No, as well.
People know him.
I don't know about that, but we'll find out that. We'll find that out when that movie crosses ventures or whatever. Let's get in some box office. Well, semi-box office.
Semi-little first day news. Friday.
Friday, gotta suck a dick on Friday. Got Patrice Wilson in the back, driving my Cadillac. Friday, hey.
We'll do that Patrice Wilson saga.
We're gonna get that documentary of him, how he got together and became the famous musician that he is today. The number five film, and this is all the Friday results here. Planes, Fire, and Rescue brought in $2.7 million. Buena Vista. This movie was cheap as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now. Worldwide.
And worldwide at $37 million. We'll see at the end of the week how much they make.
Yeah.
Because they're only $13 million away, so. For them, that ain't shit. So, animation films has a tendency of sticking around somehow.
Yeah,
that last one was at number five around this time and came back somehow because it was the only one that was released.
This one might hover too.
Hey, all you gotta do is bring in $5 million every now and then, and this should be just fine.
You know, that number six movie on Ketchup, we're not talking about that.
Yeah, I'm glad that ain't Ketchup. Okay, that's another one of our brand right there.
Yep.
Actually, they're disappointed by that.
I'm sure they are.
I don't know why, because I don't even think why would you even have expectations for that?
Exactly.
Who the fuck is paying to see Cameron Diaz? Not a single... She fucked a car.
Fucked a car. Worst scene I've seen in I don't know how long.
Let me ask you this, CJ. Would you rather see bony-ass Cameron Diaz hump that car, or would you rather see the full goddess body of J-Lo? Okay, even saying that, I'm just like, that's hot. That's hot. Because like you said it so many times, CJ, even though I never once brings this up, her ass. Doing spread eagle on a car.
Immortal.
I wouldn't mind seeing that or whatever. I would have been just like Holly Robert. Around, man. That's what really. Oh my God! I mean, they showed her in, what was that movie she was in, Parker, when she had to take her clothes off. I was like, holy shit, that woman's body is still fucking fantastic. Jesus Christ.
She swallows, man.
Man. You are a beauty, but you have no talent.
Nope, you do not.
You don't have any talent. Number four film, The Purge, Anarchy. $3.4 million. Cody, you gonna see this film now?
I don't know if you've seen that film. The fuck, I might see it because on Netflix.
I don't even know why the fuck I even looked this up, because that $9 million, obviously it made more. $44 fucking million, whatever.
Success!
God damn it. Purge 3 coming to a theater near you. We are going to get a bit more of that. I cannot wait, man. The Purge franchise. You can get that box Blu-ray set together and shit.
Hey, might have a Purge saga, man. Might be like Saw.
And they can do that with this franchise.
Hey, Paranormal Activity slowed down, so maybe Purge will take that place.
I wouldn't say slow down, because remember, one came out this year, and another one, we still got one more coming out this year.
Did they get pushed next year?
There's a report saying it's still confirmed for this year, and there's other reports saying it's going to. So,
you know, never mind.
We'll see. And you got to remember, as bad as the box office that one did, that one made its money back still in the first weekend. It opened up at number 4.
Yeah, I forget the movie's gonna cost a goddamn thing.
And that shit still made its money. I was just like, goddamn, that movie didn't have to do a damn thing. Nope. Seriously, all it had to do was open.
Basically.
And made that fucking $2 million it was, or whatever shit. But anyway, let's get on some good movies. Mm-hmm. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. They need to start shortening them titles, though. $4.7 million. That's a $170 million budget.
Come around.
I think by the end of this weekend, it'll have its budget.
Around, probably make another 10 million this weekend. 12, yeah. 12 maybe.
So, yeah, by the end of this weekend, it'll have that. But worldwide, it's looking at 268, domestically 160, or overseas 108.
Yeah, I still wish this movie would make gangbusters, but.
I think the first one did better, right?
I think it did.
Yeah. I think overseas it did better. That's why. Overseas not looking too well, because I think we know why. Because another film is doing better overseas, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, it's not
enough.
I don't think it's in the top 5 no more.
No,
so
it's not.
Thank God.
Thank the heavens.
Hercules helped. Speaking of Hercules.
Hercules.
Bringing in $11.05 million. Hercules. Paramount. The budget on this was $100 million. I wonder what the opening weekend is. Worldwide, it's got $22.5 million. It's not bad for a Friday. So we gotta see. Because remember, Saturday.
Is he going to like 25 to 30 million this weekend? 30 million is that lucky?
35.
You calling 35?
Yeah, I'm going to call 35.
I'm going to call 28.
Okay. Because it's already at 20.
I'm talking about 28 domestically.
Oh, okay, whatever. I think it'll get more than that. I think it'll could. But that's the thing, too. Because what Comic-Con opens, like, how many people are seeing movies?
That too.
There's a lot of fucking people there.
That's a great point, actually.
There's a lot of fucking people there. So I don't know how Comic-Con interacts with...
being so tied up in, you know, the news and shit.
Mm-hmm. So. This is a week where you throw movies like Purge and Planes and shit like that, because they don't cost shit.
Right.
You don't release a $100 million film like that.
It's not ridiculous, but...
No. But half of that went to Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
Nope.
You have to go into the fucking meals you had to eat. Keep that fucking bulk on.
Well, there was that funny joke where he was just like, we'll pay you half your weight. And it was like, better eat up. And they wasn't lying. They did. They all walked out with bags of gold. I was just like, looking at that, I was like, damn, they wasn't lying about that. Fuck it, shit. These movies tend to cost a lot, these Greek mythology films. Mm-hmm. That's because of the costumes and I would imagine the settings. Because the settings of where they're going at, like, as far as when they go to the actual sites of these places, it ain't cheap no more. No. All these places are broke now. So they're going to collect whatever fucking money they got. And the costumes, I can only imagine that's probably what takes up a lot more of the film money and stuff.
Right.
Because it was semi-marketing on it.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, gangbusters, but it wasn't, like,
Spider-Man marketing.
It wasn't no Spider-Man marketing.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Damn sure nothing in Spider-Man marketing or whatever. Ain't no Ninja Turtles marketing either.
Ah, sure.
That is some trailers for your ass, shit. True. Jesus Christ. And granted, they are pretty decent, though, we'll say the least. Hercules. Right. We got to see. I'm curious to see what this will do by Monday, though. And then we got Lucy.
Lucy.
Which I got to say, 11 and 17, that's not bad for a Friday opening.
Nah, not at all.
$17.1 million. That's
Lucy wasn't that goddamn expensive. So
that's a nightmare.
$40 million Yeah.
$40 million Yeah. $40 million brought in $17.1 million directly.
Yes, yeah, sir. So,
yeah. It'll make his money back this week. What are you grossing at this one?
This weekend,
it's brought $17 million in one day. So
that's true.
It might hit the $40 million actually. Whatever. So yeah.
Might make more actually.
Good day. Saturday makes more than Friday.
41, 42
Okay, I'll call 40 directly on air. We'll see, because it should make at least 20 today.
You think it made 20 today?
If not more.
I don't think it made 20 today.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what Comic Con. See, yeah. But it usually movies make more on Saturday than Friday. So, but then with Comic Con thrown in there, I don't know. But then again, people could be going at nighttime or in the daytime or however their ticket works for them. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, 41, 42, something around there.
I'm going to say about 40 then or whatever. So, and by Sunday comes in, that's a no-brainer. Sundays usually bring in another 10 million, 5 to 10. So, we'll see. These are some curious numbers here that's got me waiting to see what Monday brings in. Because I'm actually curious to see what Hercules and Lucy does.
We shall see.
We shall see. All right, let's get some Blu-ray releases, man.
Blu-ray!
Got some bullshits for you.
Oh, God. I hope this will be something interesting this week. It's not.
No, it's not at all, actually. You ever heard of a film called God's Not Dead?
A lot of God movies this year.
Yeah. Son of God. Yeah, my favorite.
Yeah, but that one you just mentioned sounds familiar.
That's the one I walked out of.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the one I walked out of. The one that made me angry. The preachy one.
Okay.
The one where halfway in there, where it's like, if you don't listen to religion, you're an idiot then. That one. And I was like, oh, well. I found my place in this movie. It's time to walk out now. It's one of those films.
Okay.
Best religious film I remember is Bill Maher's Religious.
Okay.
How many religious? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was. Out of the Tyler Perry and the shit we saw this year. Yeah, Religious. I love that movie as far as Bill Maher traveling around the religious cities of the world.
Side note, is Tyler Perry done this year? Yeah, any more movies coming this year? I'm just wondering. You know, he has like fucking
three movies
come out every year.
Yeah. Did you know Madea's Christmas was coming out last year? Because that show was fucking.
Oh, I did.
I didn't know that shit till in the summer.
I did.
So, you never know.
Okay, I was wondering.
Madea Christmas 2.
I know you had that, what was it, the mom?
Single Moms.
Whatever the fuck it was, yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. Well, it ain't his movie. He's in that Ben Affleck movie.
Yeah, that's not his movie. So.
He's in the movie a lot, though.
You know that for sure?
I heard that for sure.
Damn,
that's what I heard. I saw the trailer recently, too. He's in that trailer a lot.
Yeah.
A lot more than he need to be.
That was a good trailer, too, but,
it really was. He was in that motherfucker a lot. Every time he popped up, I was just like, why is he still on camera? What's going on here?
Why is Tyler Perry?
Who did he talk to get this? Who? Is he friends with Ben Affleck? No, he can't be.
No.
Ben Affleck's Batman. Yeah. He don't talk about that. As a matter of fact, it's a prequel to Batman. Yeah, I lost my mind, so I killed my wife.
Yeah. Yep, tell him Batman.
Rachel.
Rachel!
Rachel! I buried that bitch 6 feet under, next to my parents. That's Gotham City.
My parents and Rachel are dead.
Rachel is gonna bring back in the Lazarus pit. I can't wait. You ever? Oh yeah, of course. I sent it to you. That how it should have ended.
Mm-hmm.
Batman Superman. He's like, they're making a movie about it, dude. And he's like, no, I already have a title for it. Mm-hmm. The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
And Batman wins. Okay. No, it was Dark Knight Rises again.
Right.
Batman punches Superman and ends it. Or we can just call it Superman, the punch that blew up everything or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like, or we can just call it Dark Knight Rises again. See, I would love to do shit like that or whatever.
Yeah.
Shit like that. I could do that. That's all. I don't even know why they do that. Just do the Batman, Superman ones. There's so much material you can go off now.
Yeah.
Especially all the superhero films these days.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Have the Guardians of the Galaxy show up one day. And be like,
and Batman be like, fuck
you. So you're supposed to be a tree. I am Groot.
I am a talking raccoon.
I hear that's all you say. I am Groot. Wow, so much intellect from this guy. I really like him. Much more than you, Supes. You want to know one other thing, too, Superman? His movie was better than yours. Because I love that one where he's just like, you can't hurt me. And he's like, I can totally obliterate you. You don't even know it. Throw your best punch at me. Come on, give me your first cheat shot. I'll let you have it. Man of Steel was not inspirational. The look on his face, he was like, dude, that hurt. See, I told you. I could hurt you in so many ways. I was like, I could hurt you in so many ways. You don't even know it.
Awesome.
I'm Batman. Well, I know my secret identity. I love that joke they do in that one where it's like, oh, Batman's so secret about his identity, except when it comes to a female. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker is blabbing.
Exactly.
We just talked about that. Fucking Val Kilmer just.
No.
You know, I had a lot of pain. Just tell her you want to fuck her.
You're out there, goddammit.
You're a millionaire, bro. Yeah. You don't have to send your Batman to fuck her. I mean, Jesus Christ.
<It's been> difficult.
A lot of pain in my life. You know, I lost my family. Does that strike a chord with you, sympathetic wise? No, Batman sounds cooler.
Not really.
Next one, Divergent.
Alright.
Didn't like that film, so I don't give a fuck about that either.
Didn't care about this film either. I didn't see it, but I didn't care to watch it.
I saw it and didn't like it. Shailene Woodley, that was the most blandest I've ever fucking seen. When I saw that movie, I said, she's going to be Mary Jane.
You're like, eh. Clear the cheek.
Derailed that shit. Matter of fact, she turned that down for a sci-fi TV show.
Really?
I was like, bitch, you need to talk to your agent. Mm. Then again, after the recent run with Spider-Man or whatever, I don't know how well that is, to be honest, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Personally, my black ass would find a way to work both in, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'd have put that wig on and be like, Shailene Woodley pulled me for that. It's like, damn, did you get dark yet at 10? Just came back from Cancun. You know. Next one, Need for Speed.
Bullshit
movie. Another Fast and Furious ripoff. Yeah. Which, personally, I think I said in a review, I liked it better than Fast and Furious. Because it had more driving in it.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned, like, you love Kid Cudi in a movie, didn't you?
Love Kid Cudi. Inspirational. I love how people gave him shit, but when it comes to Tyrese and Ludacris, those characters are funny and witty and they have so much charm. You got to be fucking kidding me. Come on now.
The moment I saw Ludacris on a goddamn computer, I was like. And all of Tyrese's dialogue, I'm like.
His dialogue is horrible. He can't act. He delivers.
Tyrese cannot act. I'm sorry.
I don't give a fuck what nobody said. He cannot act.
Best thing he ever did was that Django. Fuck
out. I know Corey loves to give Negroes a. Nigga gives Negroes.
He really does. I haven't noticed, but he did.
He like every Negro he brings up. Like he'll talk about. He's like Tyrese. I like him as an actor.
Wow.
I remember, you are so right. I remember Martin told him it was just like really because Tyrese has some of the worst dialogue.
Tyler Perry. Like, Tyrese can be tough every chance.
It's like how many times you gonna get as Negro? Yeah. Whatever shit. Seriously, whatever. Even Jamie Foxx, I think he's the best out of the ones that Corey brought up, whatever. But I'm still waiting for that film where he blows me away mm-hmm. because everybody keeps telling me how great of an actor he is. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I would like to get to know that and when he gets the fucking chance to star in a movie for once and actually be the fucking mm-hmm. star of the film. Because every time he appears in a film, he's a background character and he's the worst thing about that goddamn film. Mm-hmm. Loved him in Ray.
Of course.
He was great in Ray. Collateral, you brought that up, whatever. Yes. That's a good film he was in too. Playing sidekick to Tom Cruise or whatever shit. When's he gonna get his film and shit like that to be that great actor that people keep telling me he is so much? Cause I have not seen that yet.
Yeah,
no, what was that one where he was in that liquor store and shit like that?
Oh, what the fuck was that?
He was fed up, whatever.
I think it was called.
It was something like that, whatever. It was just like, oh, Jesus Christ, give me a fucking break. I was just like, damn show ain't Spider-Man.
No.
Damn show wasn't Django. Uh-huh. Damn sure ain't that Annie trailer. What the fuck he doing in that film, whatever. But nah, but that nigga, I'm sorry, I wish Martin was here right now so I could tell. I was like, what is up with Corey, man? Like, I want to give black people the benefit of the doubt, too, but that Negro just out of nowhere is like, you know, he could be a good actor, mm-hmm. but he's good, Tom. I'm just like, when have you ever seen Tyrese good?
Never.
Fast and Furious is horrible. Transformer, he has the worst dialogue.
Worst.
He has the worst dialogue. We shed precious blood, sweat, and I just looked at him and was just like, okay, not only is that writing is bad, but the way you just delivered even sound worse. Like, maybe someone could have pulled that off, but you saying it just does not work and shit. And yo, seeing Transformers 3, man, that was bullshit. I'm because some assholes killed my friends too, so we're gonna go save them. Then when they get there, we can't go in there. Why'd you come there? How you gonna stop me, whatever? You knew the mission when we came here. You knew Chicago was a shithole. You knew what we...
Backwards shit, man.
You knew what we was getting ourselves into. But as soon as we get there, hell no, we can't do... You gonna get yourselves killed, Sam? We can't do this. Not like this, no. Why'd you come? Why you wasting my time, man? They spent 10 minutes on that scene. I was just sitting there looking like... Michael Bay, man, wrap this shit up, dude.
Yes,
dude, you not getting it or whatever and shit. Need for Speed, I did like that more because I remember saying, he's in a car the whole movie.
Yeah, And I probably he's a better lead than probably any of those motherfuckers.
Oh, thank God. So. Oh, that's Vin Diesel. I do not get why he's the star of this franchise. Now, family, Coronas and family. They end the movie with a barbecue every fucking movie.
They do. Oh, my God. And with a
Corona scene. I'm just like.
Why have I not noticed this shit?
He's sitting up there with a woman on his shoulder all the time and just drinking that Corona going like, family, you know that, bro. I'm just like, nigga.
If you talk about anything else.
You just barely met half of these people, man. What happened to your family in the first film? You sure did dish them to the side, huh? Family, huh? That's so important to you, huh?
God.
Where the fuck was you at when Han got away? Yeah, that family stuck together, did you, huh? Yeah, but Need for Speed, I like that a lot better because it's a driving movie. It sold me on the driving or whatever, and that's all I need to get. Much better drive. The stunts they did with the driving, awesome.
Okay.
Fast and Furious, not so much. You have to watch Need for Speed with the volume down.
Ah.
But then again, Aaron Paul delivers his ass off. Aaron Paul does do a good job in there or whatever shit. Everybody else, though, is fucking horrible. Imogene Poots, that girl, I like her.
Okay.
And a lot of stuff she's been in lately or whatever. I was like, you know what? She seems like a fun girl to hang around. Not even just on her acting skill or whatever. Like, just she seems like what Jennifer, what I want Jennifer Lawrence to be honest, or whatever. Jennifer Lawrence is boring. Sorry. Every time she opens her mouth, I'm just like, that joke ain't working right now. Maybe that works for the white hipsters. But that ain't working for the general audience here, you boring, bland bitch.
Damn.
Jesus Christ. I'm getting tired of people saying that girl's dick. You know, she's one of the greatest actresses we have. I'm just like, still waiting to see that too. Because damn sure ain't in Hunger Games. Last film we got here, your favorite movie of the year, man.
What
would
that be?
Oculus. Remember that?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You love that movie, man. You remember you told me that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's forgettable.
Yeah.
That was the one where I saw her with the retarded kids. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
It was me, the fiance, and my little sister.
Yeah, they call that shit stupid too, right?
Best movie of the year. That's why I go to movies.
That's a crowd experience.
Now, that is a great experience right there. That's why you go to the theater. When you know, at first I was just like, damn, all these kids making all this noise. But then when I started looking at them, I was just like, oh, shit, let me shut the fuck up. And then when they started going at the end of the film, this is stupid. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And you know how I know this is stupid? Because I'm stupid. I was like, they were cussing at the screen. It was like, she was like, Jonathan was like, do you hear what they're saying? But I was like, shh, I'm trying to listen to them. This is more interesting than the movie. They were just like, stupid bitch. Why would you go in that room? You know there's something in there. Why would you go? I was just like, they're making more sense than the movie is right now. They speaking to me and shit. This one kid got up. He was sitting by my sister. And I didn't know he was mentally challenged. I'm not going to lie. And when he got up, he had this look. He was hunched over like this.
Okay.
That was some non-scary, stupid shit right there. And he hobbled away. And I thought he knew my sister because the way he looked at her, I was just like. And he got his little crutches and started walking around. I was just like. I stood in the applause. I was like. Bless you, you mentally challenged kids that came up here. You guys were fucking awesome. Whatever. It was funny because when we did, I did a review late with Lay who tells me, I wish I could have done that review because I thought that movie was very interesting and had a lot of cool concepts. And I looked at him and was like, you do realize the retarded children were saying how stupid that movie was, right? I know you love horror and God knows why still, but you if the retarded children are caught, what does that tell you?
Probably saying something.
And a lot of people think their attention span is slow, but they actually pay attention to the screen a little bit more sometimes than the general audience, as far as them, because that's where their attention span is going to. They were paying attention a lot more than I was, whatever, and if they saw that shit was stupid, a lot of people talking about that glass scene. Oh, that was a cool scene in the trailer. The scene wasn't even real.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Your cool scene didn't even happen. So what's the point? Cool concept, my ass. Shit, horror movies are stupid as fuck these days. I'm not seeing them horror movies. No, I can tell you that right now. But we got two movies coming out this week. Which one? I don't even know why.
Yeah, I don't know why. Can't believe that shit any other fucking day. I hope
that movie don't cost that much because I feel sorry for that brother.
I don't think it does, but
I hope not. Shit, I don't. I guess we just got done. I don't think the costume should cost that much. They ain't even wearing armor or anything like that. That's talking about Get On Up. Yep, James Brown story, which I'm actually interested in seeing because James Brown, I love that guy as one of my favorite entertainers of all time.
Oh, right on.
I even, my last speech class in college, I did an article about him. So you helped me graduate, James Brown. It's a shame that they didn't bury you soon, though, because you was looking like Blackula. Yo, I thought your ass was going to get up at one point. The way he was just laying, I was just like, somebody bury that old Chinese black lady right there. Shit, please. Jesus Christ. But the big movie that's coming out, mm-hmm. that's going to bury that film, yep. obviously, Guardians of the motherfucking Galaxy, goddammit.
Galaxy.
Oh, my God. I got a boner. I can't wait. Oh, trailer. Play the motherfucker. Play it. Play it, goddammit. Come on. We don't care about general audience. Fuck them. They don't know no better. I come from Earth. So, see it. My name is Peter Quill. There's one other name you might know me by. That's my favorite thing of the movie, too.
What's that?
The cast. I'm not saying that I love the cast in general. I'm saying that I'm glad that they took a chance with the cast that they had in the movie. Because they could have easily made Bradley Cooper Star-Lord. Right. Give it to Chris Pratt. I was like, man, I hope this makes you a star, dude. I really do.
See?
I liked you and her a lot. You was the best man in the thing of delivery, man. Mm-hmm. So.
That was a great movie for you, 43. But we're not going to stand
by as evil wipes out the galaxy. I forgot about that movie. Are you telling me the fate of 12 billion people? I love the soundtrack, dude. You know I love
Beard
the soundtrack. You know I love the soundtrack, dude. Go see this in the theater, but you don't hear me singing the whole
time. Sure I will. I look around, you know what I see? Losers. But life is giving us a chance. To do what?
Something good? Something bad? A bit of both. I love the scene where they escape from prison.
I don't got that long a lifespan anyway.
Because Rocket is the brains behind all this
fake okay.
shit. And he don't listen to him. Well, mainly Groot don't listen to him. Hooked on a feeling.
There he is.
I gotta believe. Goddamn right, nigga. Oh, this is cool. I love this part of the trailer. This is awesome. The fuck is that? Ain't no thing like me, because me.
Goddamn. What's going on?
Oh man, I love it, dude. I love it. Once again, that's another PG-13 film. But they got him doing that, though. I know that don't may seem like much.
It's not.
But in the PG, it is. It, for a Disney Marvel film, it kind of is a little bit.
Yeah, this is a good trailer. It's the only thing I'm worried about is Ronan. I'm just hoping he's not another fucking one-note villain. And he doesn't have really like, any kind of motivation. Because I know that's the way it is in most Marvel Studios films. I'm hoping that's not the case.
I only got one thing to say about that.
I don't know what that means, but
I'm gonna feel it. I gotta believe it.
And I'm also hoping you're hyping this shit up too much.
That you're in love with me.
I mean, we have a similar reaction to Iron Man 3.
I didn't have the similar reaction.
You sure you did?
No, I liked the film, but I didn't love it as much as I was talking about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, you remember that? Was that on my top 10 list, though?
I remember you hyping that up a lot.
No, I did not hype that up.
Was on your top 10 list,
it was not.
Are you sure?
It was not on my top 10 list.
Okay.
I said that was one of the best movies of the summer, which wasn't saying much.
Positive. You also gave Thor: The Dark World a very positive review. I
gave it a low C, that's right.
Yeah, no, you were very enthusiastic.
I gave it a low C, though.
But you're very enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic about it, yeah.
That's
I was.
Also a bullshit movie, so I don't know.
What are you talking about? It's a good movie. It was fun. Just like Guardians of the Galaxy, which actually is my most anticipated Marvel film, even more than The Avengers. It was more than anything, whatever. Guardians of the Galaxy was something that other than X-Men, that was some of the first comics I got into and then kind of forgot about it. And then when I heard about the movie, well, I remember when I was watching Earth and Mighty Hero and they brought them back and shit like that. I was like, man, I remember these guys. Whatever. I was like, I used to love them. I had a lot of their books that my mom threw away. Obviously, Guardians of the Galaxy holds a close spot to my little black heart. To see that being made on screen, that one was one where I was touched. I was just like, I would rather watch that than any of the other ones that came out before that. Okay. That was before seeing the movie, too.
Okay.
I was saying that now. And after seeing the movie, Well, you're gonna have to wait and see until the review.
We shall see.
Yeah, I was gonna have to see on that movie or whatever. But goddamn, Chris Pratt. That was about time. You see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what Jamie Foxx needs. Mm. I was like, I seen him in Her, Delivery Man, but he was side roles in those films. Mm-hmm. Did a good job in those, whatever. You need to make him a leading man and see what he does with that. When Jamie Foxx gonna get that chance? He probably got that chance. He failed at it a couple of times, whatever shit. By letting some white man be his role and shit like that. But hey, whatever. Nonetheless, Guardians of the Galaxy. I top my glass to you, baby.
Damn, man.
I'm hooked on a feeling for you. I am hooked on a feeling.
Yeah, I'll be getting paid for this shit.
Avengers paid me, but other than that, ain't paid me for nothing else. Oh, shit. Cheap bastard. Damn. Cheap bastard. You better. Guardians of the Galaxy, hey, you can pay me in tree branches. From Groot. Matter of fact, give me that pot. The little Groot. You give me that and shit like that. I love. Another thing about Guardians for me, I love James Gunn. James Gunn is definitely one of my favorite directors of all time. Mm. It's about time he's getting the credit that he deserves and shit like that. Glad to see that all the reviews are coming out that are positive. That is very nice to see. And once again, I hope that this gives James Gunn... But then again, I don't even know if he really wants to be like mainstream like that. So maybe he was fine with just making smaller films and just releasing them out for like just the cinematic people, I guess, whatever. But hey, I hope this gives him a push personally. I would love to see more James Gunn film. Glad to hear he's directing Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yep.
And Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn. That's all I gotta say. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna leave this to you.
James Gunn.
My part here is done.
I'm gonna say James Gunn 5 more times. James Gunn.
Fanboy is strong tonight.
James Gunn. No, that ain't fanboy. Dick sucking. Yeah. Suck your dick whenever you need me, James Gunn. You've made some of my favorite films of all time. And Guardians of the Galaxy, man, you made a raccoon and tree come to life with me. And Chris Pratt, who I've been wanting to see get a nice role for him, which he did. And I'm very proud of you, James Gunn. James Gunn. I'm James Gunn.
That's news to me.
I'm James Gunn and I'm signing off to you right here. James Gunn, like I didn't make the movie, whatever. I'm just like, you made it in my eyes. James Gunn. You gotta give some credit to James Gunn. James Gunn, goddammit. Matter of fact, I want a poster with just him on it. Looking like this. Then the other one pointing.
Yeah.
Like, when I see that poster, he's telling me I could be him.
Mm.
Crazy and narcotic.
I see.
He's the more better version of Michael Bay.
Okay. I can see that.
He should be what Michael Bay should be.
I can see that.
Crazy and outlandish, but knows how to make that shit make sense somehow. And hurt your fucking brain in front of people. But anyway, people, that's the end of this episode. I'm James Gunn.
You sure? You done? You sure?
I'm James Gunn.
You sure? Just get all out.
I'm James Gunn.
Get all out before you're done.
I'm James Gunn.
Right. Just tell me
you're done. Hooked on a feeling and I don't believe it. Love with me. Let me play the trailer one more time.
Goddamn, you're Cody shit. This goddamn podcast.
And I'm the phenomenal one. And this has been Movie Spoilers episode 121.
This may be the greatest fucking movie of all time, I swear to God.
And I'm hooked on a feeling, by the way, by James Gunn. He wrote that. You know that, right? He wrote that song.
He's a little richer now.
Damn straight, yeah. He wrote the whole soundtrack. Later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastard.
Hooked on a feeling.